Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is News Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. Some very bright music, even if it was in a minor key to start this morning. We heard the first movement, the Allegro, that comes from the concerto in E minor. That was a recording with trumpeter Alison Balsam. Should have said that was music by Vivaldi. Alison Balsam playing the trumpet, and she was performing that with the Scottish Ensemble. That's a concerto that was actually originally written for violin by Vivaldi, but it's transcribed here for trumpet, with the trumpet taking over the solo violin part, and the transcription by Alison Balsam herself. We'll come back and hear a couple more movements, or the two remaining movements of that concerto, in just a few minutes. Right now, though, let's do weather and road reports. Well, yesterday afternoon, can't say enough about it. It was just absolutely wonderful. The low yesterday, 2.1. The high made it up all the way to 13.0. And while it would be foolish to think that we're done with winter for the year, it sure felt like that yesterday afternoon. Went out for a walk in it, and the sun was beautiful. And the sun is staying higher later in the day, and staying clear of the mountains a little bit longer. So really quite wonderful. As of 7 a.m., the temperature is at 3 degrees. It's been moving up and down a lot this morning. At one point, it was minus 2, and then it was down to minus 1, and now we're up to 3, okay? Environment Canada says cloudy today, becoming a mixture of sun and cloud near noon. Wind from the south at 20 kilometers per hour this afternoon. High today of 8 degrees. I'm afraid we're not going to see those 13-degree temperatures again for a bit. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy near midnight. Wind from the south at 20, and a low tonight of plus 5. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the morning and afternoon. Clearing in the evening, wind from the south at 30, gusting to 50, a high tomorrow of 9. Wednesday, sunny with a low of plus 2, a high of 7. Thursday, a mixture of sun and cloud, a low of plus 2, a high of 7. And Friday, at this point, predicted to be sunny with a low of plus 1 and a high of 6. So still staying pretty nice for most of the rest of the week. Looks like as we move into the weekend, things will cool off a bit more, and we'll start dropping into just a little above zero for daytime highs and a little below zero for overnight lows. And I took a look at the Weather Network's 14-day trend, and that's what they're suggesting for the entire first week of February. They had fairly moderate low temperatures, which for the Weather Network is rare. So that suggests it's going to stay reasonably comfortable, actually. Let's cross our fingers and hope that's the case. We all know February, things can go crazy, and winter can decide to be quite vengeful sometimes here in Lillooet in February and even in the first bit of March, as it was last year. Let's see, taking a look at the temperatures across the country and around the province. There are some very chilly temperatures in a few spots back east, and other places it's surprisingly warm. Let's start in St. John's, Newfoundland. It's minus 3 degrees and partly cloudy there. They're probably pretty happy about that. Montreal, partly cloudy and minus 16. Toronto, minus 12 and mostly cloudy. Iqaluit, yikes, minus 39 degrees and ice crystals. Actually, when I checked a couple of hours ago from home, Iqaluit, the temperature was reading as minus 41. Winnipeg is laughing, cloudy and minus 1. And likewise, so is Saskatoon at minus 1, mostly cloudy. Yellowknife, partly cloudy and minus 20. In Edmonton, it's 0 and clear. Calgary, partly cloudy and plus 5. They're having a great time. Whitehorse, minus 19 with light snow. Prince George has light rain at plus 1. A little closer to home, Clinton is plus 2 and mostly cloudy. They have a fog advisory in effect right now, by the way, although their forecast says the fog is expected to burn off during the course of the morning. Hope, clear in 5. Kamloops, plus 1 and mostly cloudy. Plus 1 in Pemberton. And in Vancouver, it is foggy and 7 degrees. And looking at the highways, get back to the right part of the page here. Fog with limited visibility right now between 10 kilometers east of Cache Creek and Kamloops, and I don't know what the weather's like over there, so I can't say how quickly that's likely to burn off, but if you're heading that way, just be prepared for that possibility. And then what have we got? Highway 12 has slippery sections between Lillooet and Lytton. Highway 40... compact ice, that sounds pretty nasty, between the Mission Dam and the Gold Bridge, and compact snow and slippery sections between Lillooet and Gold Bridge. And on Highway 99 South, slippery sections between Lillooet and the Cane Creek Bridge. Highway 99 North has slippery sections between Lillooet and the junction with Highway 97 north of Cache Creek. And that is it for weather and roads. Let's go back to Vivaldi, and I don't have too much to say about this, which is a good thing, because I picked way more music than will fit into the hour today, but that's okay, we'll run a few minutes over time. A couple of things I want to mention. First of all, Alison Balsam is an absolutely superb trumpeter. I had never, or maybe I'd heard her name before, but had not heard her until recently, and I'm very impressed. This is from a disc of mostly Baroque or Baroque-ish trumpet concertos. And Vivaldi, as I say, he wrote this piece for violin. He did write pieces for trumpet, including some concertos, but when he did so, he never included the trumpet in the slow movement because the trumpets, the instruments of the time, were still a bit primitive, and it was not really possible to play the instrument at all softly. And also, even the best players of the time, when playing longer, more sustained notes like you would find in a slow movement, they weren't able to create all that much beauty of tone. Again, more limitation of the instrument itself than necessarily of the players. So in a concerto, I'm certainly familiar with one of his concertos for two trumpets and strings. The trumpets just don't play in the slow movement, and the slow movement is very short and is really more in the nature of an introduction to the finale than otherwise. But since this is a concerto that was originally written for violin, in transcribing it for trumpet, Alison Balsam has maintained the trumpet part in the slow movement, and the instrument, of course, now is very well made, and standards of playing have improved, so she's able to play in the slow movement, and it's really quite beautiful sound she gets. Not much else to say, except this is very stylish playing overall in these pieces, and I look forward to bringing more of them, bringing you more of them here on Snooze Button. Here once again, Alison Balsam, trumpet, playing with the Scottish Ensemble. We'll hear the second and third movements of this concerto in A minor, Riem Catalog number 356, if you actually care.
Thank you.
That was music by Antonio Vivaldi. We've been listening to the second and third movements that come from his concerto in A minor, music that he originally wrote as a violin concerto as part of his Opus 3 set of concertos called L'Estro Armonico. But we heard it played on trumpet and arranged for trumpet, both the playing and the arrangement by Alison Balsam. She was playing with the Scottish Ensemble, who I believe are a so-called modern instrument group, but they're playing very much in the period style. They're very light clipped articulation and almost no vibrato whatsoever. Anyway, very effective. This EMI CD has seven concertos on it, not all of them strictly speaking Baroque. In fact, one of them was written by a 20th century composer, but using themes that come from the late 18th century. It's really more sort of a pastiche of a classical concerto, but still very enjoyable piece, and we'll listen to that one of these days. All right, what are we at? 8:17. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. When Snooze Button wraps up, I will leave you with music from the Folk World Reggae playlist. Later today, at 2 o'clock, I'll switch things to Studio 1, Studio 1 in Lillooet Secondary School. Student broadcasters Julia and Reza are on the air in the afternoon time slot, 2 to 3 p.m. From there. I believe this will be their last week of that, and then a new school semester will start next week. I don't know yet if there will be student broadcasters then. 3 o'clock is Democracy Now! That's followed by an encore presentation of the Andrew Twisty Family Hour. Just a reminder, the live edition of the Andrew Twisty Family Hour is now heard on Saturday mornings at 9, no longer on Sunday mornings at 9. That's followed by country music from the playlist here in the studio. Then at 6 o'clock, it's Science for the People, and I remembered to go to their website. Tonight's show is called Falling into the Fire. They get a gripping first-person account of the challenges involved in mental health diagnosis and treatment. They'll spend the hour with Dr. Christine Montrose, Assistant Professor of Psychiatry and Human Behavior and the Director of Counseling Resources at the Warren Alpert Medical School of Brown University. She'll talk about her book, Falling into the Fire, A Psychiatrist's Encounters with the Mind in Crisis. So that is Science for the People tonight at 6 o'clock. That program comes to us from radio station CJSR at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. And if you haven't given it a try yet, I encourage you to do so. And that's followed by more music from the country playlist. If you'd like to check the details of the schedule, go to our website, radiolillooet.ca, and you can find the schedule and many shows posted in podcast form and lots of public service announcements and that sort of thing. A couple of things to tell you about. First of all, there is a big snowstorm / blizzard brewing back east. You probably heard about this. Expected to hit, I think, New York and parts of New England today, and those are going to be probably the hardest hit parts. There have already been more than 5,000 flights canceled today and tomorrow, and that's a huge, just enormous. And they're expecting in some areas as much as 90 centimeters of snow, which is quite a bit indeed. Obviously, this will be a signal for climate change deniers to start saying, hey, no, it's not warming up. The Earth isn't warming up. Look at this. It's cold. It snowed. Anyway, I don't need to say any more about that. That's also going to affect parts of the Maritimes, Nova Scotia, PEI, New Brunswick, and that will be hitting them, I guess, either tonight or, I don't know exactly, it might be later today as well. The other thing to tell you is that today there is an asteroid passing really close to the Earth. Panic! Run out in the streets! No, it's not that close. It's 1.2 million kilometers at its closest, which is about three times the distance between the Earth and the Moon. That will be, I don't know exactly what time it's supposed to make its closest pass, but if you're interested in that, apparently there's going to be online some form of live streaming coverage of that. I'm guessing is what it will be. That what it will be is refreshing images from telescopes, I believe, in Australia, where this will be at around 11 a.m. today, so it'll be dark there. So if you're curious about that, you can go online. And if you go to the cbc.ca/news website, you will be able to find a link to the live streaming coverage that starts at 11 a.m. Otherwise, you can just Google asteroid 2004BL86 and then probably add the term live streaming coverage or something like that to your search and track it down. If I remember, I will definitely be checking in on that a little later this morning. Okay, let's carry on. We're going to play music by Ernest John Moran. Now, I've only played him a couple of times before on Snooze Button. I think I played his string trio and also part of his G minor symphony. Today and tomorrow, we're going to listen to his violin concerto. We'll have the first movement today and then the second and third movements tomorrow. Moran, born in 1895, died in 1950. Sorry, 1894, died in 1950. His last name is spelled Moeran. He was English by birth, although his father was from Ireland, and Moran developed a great fondness for Ireland. He served in World War I, was wounded later in the latter stages, I think in 1917, and was invalided home, and then did not have to go back. It was only around that time, kind of around the end of World War I, that he began to compose seriously, although he had shown quite a bit of musical talent before that time. Unfortunately, he took up friendship with a guy named Philip Heseltine, another composer. Philip Heseltine was into the occult and into heavy drinking and into having lots and lots of women around. And Philip Heseltine later, in an unbelievably immature type thing to do, chose the name Peter Warlock for himself and published his music under the name Peter Warlock. Anyway, unfortunately, Moran, as I say, came under his influence. And although Heseltine seems to have been able to drink like a fish with very few ill effects, that was not the case with Moran, and he became an alcoholic as a result, or perhaps had a predilection to it already. But he developed a dependency on alcohol, and it's believed that it started at that time that lasted until the end of his life. And unfortunately, later in life, he also experienced periods of mental instability. But after Heseltine's death, Heseltine died fairly young, that was when Moran really started to become interested in Ireland. And unlike Arnold Bax, his somewhat older English compatriot and colleague, Bax was interested in all aspects of Irish culture, the literature, the music, the art, even political and social movements. With Moran, it was primarily the music and the landscape that inspired him. And in the second movement of this violin concerto, which we get to tomorrow, you'll definitely hear some melodies that sound Irish, or perhaps... Sorry, there was a sneeze coming on there. Melodies that sound Irish, or in at least one case, I believe, it does involve quotation of an actual Irish folk song. Anyway, I think that's all I'll really say about this. We're going to listen to the first movement. It's marked Allegro Moderato, but it seems much of the time gentler than that. This is just music of incredible beauty. I don't really have the words to describe it, but I think it's gorgeous. We'll listen to violinist Lydia Mordkovich, and she's playing here with the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Vernon Handley. Thank you. Incredibly beautiful music there by Ernest John Moran. We've been listening to the first movement of his Concerto for Violin and Orchestra. That's music, I believe, from the late 1930s, but I'll have to go back and check on that. Anyway, tomorrow we will be listening to the two remaining movements of that concerto. That was a recording with violinist Lydia Mordkovich, and she was playing with the Ulster Orchestra. And the conductor was Vernon Handley. It is 8:38, and let's do public service announcements. We will start with the pool schedule. Early bird lean swim has already wrapped up, but that runs on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 until 8:30 a.m., and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you like the pool when it's not crowded, that's a great time for it. Everyone welcome, 10:30 to 11:30 later today, then lane swimming 11:30 until 1. Everyone welcome, 4:30 to 6:30, and lane swimming again from 6:30 until 7:30 p.m. A reminder of the Robbie Burns dinner that is coming to the Lillooet Legion. That will be this Saturday, January the 31st. Roast beef and haggis on the menu. Local pianist Lenny Rose will be providing entertainment, and also the address to the haggis will be given by Rob Rankin. And local bagpiper Dave Rennie will pipe in the haggis. This is a family-friendly event. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for children. And tickets on sale now at the Legion. If you have questions, get in touch with the Legion at 250-256-7332. And assuming I remember, on Friday we will be paying tribute to Robbie Burns Day with something Scottish or Scottish-associated anyway. The only other one I have here is about the Parent-Child Mother Goose program that is running now in room 203 here at the Rec Center. This is put on by the Lillooet Infant Development Program. This is for parents, caregivers, and children from birth to age 3. You can join them for a relaxed and fun gathering each week to learn new rhymes and songs. Snacks are provided, and this program is free. However, they do like to know how many people are attending, so they'd appreciate it if you could register. To register, call Terry or Halina at 256-0083. And as I said again, the program runs on Thursdays 9:30 till 10:30 a.m. That'll be continuing until March the 12th in room 203 here at the Rec Center. And that's it for public service announcements. For the rest of the hour and a bit more, we're going to turn to music by Mozart, and we're going to listen to one of his piano trios complete. I don't recall ever having played one of them in its entirety, but maybe I have. Anyway, we'll listen to the piano trio in G major, Kreschel 496, one of the later but not latest works of Mozart, but this is fully mature Mozart, and just a work of absolute genius. It's in three movements: first movement Allegro, second movement Andante, and then the third movement is a theme and six variations, and I just think it's absolutely wonderful. Particularly notable is variation number 4, where he switches into a minor key and seems to be in some ways prefiguring the romantic movement to come. Then the fifth variation is a slow one, and then that leads without a pause into the more brilliant sixth variation to finish things off. We'll listen to a recording here with Canada's own Griffin Trio, one of the best piano trios in the world. They are Annalie Patipatanakun on violin, Roman Boris on cello, and Jamie Parker on the piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was music by Mozart. We've been listening to the complete recording of his piano trio in G major, Kerschel number 496. That was recording with Canada's own Griffin Trio. It is 9:08. That is going to be it for today's edition of the show.